All right, I do believe we might have a visitor or two here this morning. We really love that. If you're visiting with us this morning, we're just thrilled to have you here. We'd like to know a little bit more about you. So if you look in that pouch in the chair in front of you, there's an envelope with a form in it. Should be a pen there you can use to fill out a little information about yourself. And if you put that in the basket on the right-hand side of the door as you go out this morning, give us a little information. We can get a hold of you and maybe say, hey, we sure loved having you here. I'd like to have you come back. And maybe we get to know each other a little bit. So please do that for us. Thank you.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. If you'll turn your attention to the announcements in the bulletin, obviously we have, as always, every Sunday morning in the room to the right, through the door against the north wall, there's a classroom back there where various members gather to meet on Sunday morning to pray. Women's Bible study will resume the 9th of January. They'll be in the book of 2 Samuel. And our Wednesday night service is normal. That's at 6 o'clock here in this room at present. Notice down below also some of the things you may be wanting to pray for when you're away from this place. We have quite a lot to pray for there, as you can see. It takes up most of the page, in fact. Speaking of prayer, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Join me, please. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, as your children gather to worship this morning, well, we might wonder at the scene that you would have from heaven. Ever do we gather by your grace and in faith, for we have believed the apostles' report in the scriptures. Yes, Lord, this is a season of our rejoicing, and that for your unspeakable gift to all mankind, which you so divinely purposed from your throne, from on high, and before creation. Lord, a child has been given to us who would dwell with us, and did, and who knew no sin, yet bore our sin for our redemption from that sin, removing all fear for all men. Peace with God, Lord, and goodwill toward men, the angels cried and sang as he appeared to the shepherds. Lord, we need that spirit, that manifestation in our lives even more in these days, as we look around us, and we need your spirit ministering to everywhere, to each believer, wherever they may be found, not just in this place, in ways that we might not yet even understand. Lord, may we each look for you in your word, and most patiently must we look for these troubling times gather. And we realize that the groanings of your creation are growing ever so loud for your soon return, your promised return, and our hope in glory. May all your children everywhere still be before you, ready to receive your gifts of spirit, which you alone know how to sift according to need, whether we are young in the milk of the faith or on more solid food for those who long in their faith. Lord, let this season be a special blessing for your children. May we share your blessings and the good news of our faith with those most needful of your peace, the peace that only you can provide. Lord, we ask your comfort and love for the families Coyle and Rosas who've experienced difficulties and loss, yet your love still shows through their ministries. Now, as we turn to your word and your message from it, we seek your blessing and inspiration as we continue to work out our salvation. We just this morning give you the glory and praise for its power and promise, Lord. We just rejoice together this morning and bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. I believe we're in the book of Daniel. And as I understand it, chapter 7. I think we read through verse 7. Daniel 7, 1 through 7. I'm sorry? 1 through 8. I didn't read the verse. Okay. Yeah, it is 1 through 8. It is. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head while on his bed. Then he wrote down the dream, telling the main facts. Daniel spoke, saying, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. And the four great beasts came up from the sea, each different from the other. The first was like a lion. It had eagle's wings. I watched till its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And suddenly another beast, a second like a bear, it was raised up on one side and had 3 ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And they said thus to it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I looked, and there was another like a leopard, which had on its back 4 wings of a bird. The beast also had 4 heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a 4th beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring, breaking in pieces, and trampling the residue with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little one, coming up from among them, before whom 3 of the 1st horns were plucked out by the roots. And there in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking pompous words.
Good morning, church. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing. Good to look out and see your smiling faces this morning. I'm glad to be able to report to you that my wife is doing well after our little fender bender. Some people have asked. I might as well tell you just a moment, take a quick moment to do that. We were on our way home last Saturday night after the, last night was a week ago, after the baptismal service, and when family was coming over on Sunday, I said, let's do something a little bit different. I said, let's have some barbecue tomorrow. And so I had ordered some, but we came back over to Mineola to get the barbecue picked up, and we're headed home. And out on Highway 80 West, there is a repair shop where the driveway is sloped a little bit towards the Highway 80. And I've been doing speed limit 50 miles an hour, and I thought, well, I'm just going to continue. It's a dark night, and we're not in any hurry. That's what's running through my mind. And so we continued on, and all of a sudden, from the right, my right side, I see this pickup truck. No lights, no nothing as far as being able to see him except just my headlights. And I was right on him, and I tried to dodge him by going into the left-hand lane. We were in an extreme right-hand lane, going into the left-hand lane, but I didn't make it. I wasn't going fast enough to get around him. So we had a little collision there, scared my wife. She cried, scared me too, but she cried a little bit. And first thing I asked her, I said, honey, is the barbecue okay? And little levity there, but the good Lord, watch. I've always said, watch that fools, idiots, and poor folks. I fall into all three categories. And so with some bumps and bruises and scrapes and soreness, you probably imagine all of that. And I had my little thumb here broke, but it's healing up quite well. So appreciate your prayers and your concerns. But I think we will survive. Our car didn't, but I think we will survive. But the Lord's good. And this time of year is always a wonderful time of the year. And so we are thrilled to death to be with you this morning. I called Wesley a week ago last night, and I said, Wesley. He said, yeah. I said, you ever hear of the verse of scripture that said, be instant and in season and out of season? He said, no. I said, well, can you take the preaching tomorrow? And immediately he said, sure can. And boy, that's just really was a blessing to me, because I certainly didn't feel like standing for any period of time. And so he took the message. I listened to it this past week, did an excellent job, and I'm pretty concerned about my job here, you know. Wish you wouldn't do such a good job. But 2 Timothy 4:2 would be good for us all to remember. It says, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. So that's what we try to do here, is to fulfill that verse. Let's look to the Lord in word of prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you so much for your protection, your watch care. And Father, your healing, and Father, your you know our every need before we ever have a need. And so, Father, as we many times in our lifetime, we just pray and ask you to watch over and care for us. Sometimes that so glibly rolls off our lips. Father, we are so thankful when the need occurs, Father, that you're right there. You protect yours. And Father, we just thank you so much for your protection. And boy, we're sure thankful for each one that's here this morning, and those that aren't here because of illness. We ask, Father, that you would just strengthen and encourage and bring them back to be with us in the near future. So, Father, we thank you for all you do for us and who you are and who we are in Christ. Be with us in our study this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We have been in the book of Daniel for quite some time, and we will hopefully move through the last six chapters of Daniel a little bit quicker. But then again, it may not move quicker. But we want to do justice to this book that is such an interesting book, and it is it declares some of the things that are taking place in the world today. Dreams. Daniel had dreams. Daniel was just a dreamer, it seems like, because he had dreams and visions. But during this time, Daniel was there in Babylon. Daniel, or God, used dreams to predict, to explain his method and how he dealt with people, particularly in the early chapters of Daniel with the Gentile people. Now, as we get into the latter portion of Daniel, Daniel chapter 7, we find that God is still using this method in the book of Daniel to reveal the truths and what's to come, those things that refer to the Jewish people. He doesn't have to use this method anymore because back then they didn't have the word as we have the word today. We turn to different passages and look and see what it has to say to us. Didn't have that. God used dreams and visions during this period of time, especially in Daniel's life, to reveal his will for the Jewish people. And so we'll be looking at some of that this morning. In the preceding chapters, 1 through 6, we found that God revealed the future. The part relating to the Gentiles, he revealed the future to the Gentiles through their dreams. Now the Lord is revealing what he wants to people to know concerning the Jewish people, and he is revealing these truths also through the Jewish prophets for the things concerning Israel in this consummation of their fulfillment. Even as Daniel was called upon to interpret the dreams of others, we find that others were called upon to reveal the meaning of the dreams to Daniel. And so as we begin to look here in Daniel chapter 7, dealing with the Jewish people and Daniel at this particular time in his, I wouldn't call it imprisonment at this time, but he had stayed there in Babylon through all of these many years since he was taken prisoner. He had retained his abode there in Babylon. So we find here in verses 1 through 8, we'll be looking at this morning, and also verses 15 through 25, we read this. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. The stormy sea of humanity is what he's referring to. Now, back probably 200 years ago, as we were, if we were alive at that time, if we would look around us, there was not the turmoil in humanity that we find today. And this is particular here in this portion of Daniel, descriptive of what the world is going to be as God culminates his dealing with mankind. We find elsewhere in the Word of God, this time period is spoken of as the seas roaring. In other words, humanity is just going to be in a turmoil. As we think about our lifestyle today and the things that are going on around us, could we not say that's sort of the way it is today? Could we maybe say that that is the way that it is now and it's getting worse? I think that we probably could. But we find in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made to stand upon the feet as of a man. And a man's heart was given to it. We find in Daniel chapter 7, looking at verse 5, and behold, another beast, a second like unto a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it, and they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon it the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were 3 of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And beholding in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking great things. It's interesting, in the first 8 verses of Daniel chapter 7, we find a pause in Daniel's revealing of this dream that he had. And we find it's picked up here in Daniel chapter 7, verse 15. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all of this. So he told me and made me know the interpretations of these things. These great beasts, which are 4, are 4 kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the 4th beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamp the residue with his feet. Verse 20, and of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, prevailed against them. Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, time that saints had possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the 4th beast shall be the 4th kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings, that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand for time and times and dividing of time, or 3.5 years. So we find here in verses 1 through 8, they describe the beast. In verses 15 through 25, which we just got through reading, they interpret the dreams. In verse 4, the nation of Babylon is depicted as the lion. We remember back when we first started in Daniel chapter 1, where Daniel had a dream, or Nebuchadnezzar had the dream, and Daniel then revealed the dream unto Nebuchadnezzar. In verse 4 here, we find the nation of Babylon is depicted as the lion. Through verses 17, we find that they state that they shall arise out of the earth, which they did. The interpretation does not mean that the nation after Babylon is described as the lion. Turning back the years and turning back to verse 4, you will notice that the rise of the lion government is not mentioned, but its end is. The lion government corresponds to the head of gold of the empire of Daniel chapter 2. So we find all of these things. Verse 5 describes the Medo-Persian government as the bear. Very little is spoken about this government, either in the statement or the interpretation. This bear government corresponds to the 2 arms and the breast of silver of chapter 2. It raises itself up on one side, showing that it is composed of two sides. We find that the chest and the arms of silver was this same government that is revealed here. It raises itself up on one side, showing that it naturally possesses two sides. The one side rising to prominence first. The two sides were the same as the two arms of silver. The three ribs in the mouth of the bear denotes the three kingdoms it subdued in rising to world power, those being Babylon, Lydia, and Egypt. We find in verse 6, it reveals that Greece is the leopard with four heads. Someone has said it's a better word be translated for leopard would be panther. Whatever's taken literally does not deny the fact that this beast is Greece. The leopard or panther empire corresponds with the belly of brass that we studied earlier in the earlier chapters of Daniel. Please keep in mind that these four heads of the leopard or panther empire, or this truly agrees with the four horns of the goat, of the he-goat in chapter 8, which we'll be looking at hopefully next week. In verse 7, this Roman Empire is pictured as a dreadful and terrible beast with 10 horns. The 10 horns correspond with the 10 toes that we find of the image in earlier chapters of Daniel. The 10 toes comprised of clay and iron. Verse 8 goes on to reveal that the three of these horns shall be plucked out by another horn, a little horn, who shall be the ruler during the last days before the Messiah returns, Christ himself. Who can this little horn be? None other but the Antichrist that shall have great power during this period of time. Verses 19 through 27 describe this dreadful and terrible beast and the little horn more fully as to the rule of the government. The little horn shall rule the world with absolute authority and to subdue everything that gets in its way. He shall blaspheme the Most High God without reservation. He, no doubt, he shall change the calendar from A.D. in the year of our Lord to begin with his birth or his reign. He thinks very highly of himself. No doubt he shall change the calendar and shall begin with his birth date, his calendar at that time. The rule shall last for 3.5 years. He shall continue until the Ancient of Days shall come, and when the Messiah, who is the Ancient of Days, returns, the rule of the little horn shall be broken. I want you to keep in mind the little horn, when we get into chapter 8, I believe that the little horn of chapter 7 is the same person as the little horn we will be reading and studying about in chapter 8. We find here in Daniel chapter 7, beginning in verse 9, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands upon thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld, even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away. Yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I saw in the night time vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. We read in verse 26, but the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it to the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. All dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitation much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. There's only one person in the Word of God called wonderful in the Scriptures, and he is none other than the Messiah, Jesus Christ himself. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We find that in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 16. And he is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Just look at the descriptions that we had in verses 9 and 10. We see him there described in like manner in Revelation chapter 1. Then the Messiah is described as the Son of Man. Certainly, this reveals the two natures of the Messiah. He is God, Ancient of Days. He's the Man, the Son of Man. The two natures blend to be one person, the Messiah. This can be seen in somewhat similar manner. An account is found in Revelation chapter 5. The Messiah is described to be God on the throne with a scroll in his hands. And again, he is portrayed as a lamb, as though it had been recently slain. The Messiah is both his divine nature revealed as he sits upon his throne. We find here that the Son of Man is the millennial title of the Messiah. Psalms chapter 8, verses 4 through 9. And it is when he comes as the Son of Man that the yoke of the little horn is broken and the kingdom of the heavens is set up. Christ, divine nature, revealed as he sits upon the throne in complete authority. His human nature is unveiled as he stands before the throne. The saints shall rule the world with the Messiah. More of this little horn will be revealed in our next lesson concerning the time of his rise to power, the nature of his rule. Daniel is a very difficult book as you begin to look into it. And a lot of things still do not make a whole lot of a lot of continuity in my mind. But I will say this, God's word is true, and it's accurate, and it's for us today. Let's look to the Lord in word prayer. Father, we come to you this morning, and we do thank you so much for your love and your mercy, your grace. We thank you, Father, for the truth of your word. And Father, that it applies to us today as much as it applied to those to whom it was written years ago. And Father, we pray that we might be found faithful in our service and our walk with thee. And Father, we pray that you would receive the honor and glory. And Father, that you would protect us who know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior from the end time cruelty, sorrow, harm, all of the things, Father, that Satan is going to try to throw at us. We pray that you would give us the ability to remain faithful to you. Father, we thank you so much for loving us like you do. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.